Everybody, and welcome. If you're just joining us, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I was so caught up in the breaking news of the day, this hour, in fact, as to the hearing for a temporary restraining order being heard presently in federal court in Washington, D.C. to stop the Trump takeover of Washington, D.C.'s police force. I forgot to give you all the word to win on this Free Ticket Friday. Again, the word to win, if you text it in via the Civic Media app, which you can get for free wherever you get your apps from, will get you entered to win a four-pack of Civic Media club-level seats for the Brewers versus the San Francisco Giants game on Saturday, August 23rd. That's a 6 p.m. start time. And it is a Bob Uecker golf umbrella giveaway day. The word to win is home, H-O-M-E, as in, boy, I hope a lot of Brewers cross home plate today in their big game against the Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati. The word to win, home, H-O-M-E, that is H-O-M-E. Text that in via the Civic Media app to be entered to win those tickets. Getting back to today's breaking news, of course, we are going to be talking about the Trump butt kiss of Vladimir Putin, a murderous dictator in Alaska. The very idea that you would invite a murderous dictator who has killed journalists, locked up people simply for disagreeing with him, and basically been overseeing a reign of terror in Russia for the last 25 years, that you would invite a murderous dictator onto U.S. soil to have a piece of itself, appalling. Don't worry, we're going to get to that breaking news. We've got Professor Lowell Barrington of Marquette University joining me at the bottom of the hour. We're going to get into the Trump summit and discuss what the implications of this are. We're going to discuss all the staging of the summit, which was extensive. But I want to share some other breaking news with you. I'm going to return to what is occurring in Washington, D.C. in a moment, but in other very important news. If you were listening to me yesterday, the entire 5 o'clock hour, most of it at least, was dedicated to me making an argument that Donald Trump is the most anti-business, anti-capitalist, anti-free market president in modern American history, which by extension makes him an anti-consumer president. Of course, Trump's taco tariffs, that's an example of that. Defunding research out of universities, that's an example of that. Donald Trump trying to control NVIDIA, an example of that. Donald Trump trying to force Goldman Sachs to fire an economist, force Intel to fire their CEO, all examples of that. Donald Trump just interested in picking winners and losers, and trust me, he ain't rubbing elbows with anybody who has a boss or earns a paycheck, which means the winners Donald Trump are picking, yeah, they're not you. This today, in furtherance of my argument yesterday, a federal appeals court led by a Donald Trump-appointed judge has greenlit the Trump administration's plans to decimate the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in a 2-to-1 ruling. In this 49-page ruling, Judge Gregory Katsas, again a Trump appointee for the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, wrote that the initial trial court judge who had prevented the Trump administration from firing over 1,700 workers at the CFPB, that she had no jurisdiction to do so. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Watch this space. Of course, Donald Trump doesn't want anybody protecting consumers because those are middle class people and he doesn't really care about any of us. That breaking news just this afternoon. I don't know what is going on in the D.C. Appeals bench, but that is a truly disturbing decision from them, and it will end up harming consumers, no doubt. In some breaking news also today, a little bit closer to home, Rebecca Cook announcing a big powwow, a big town hall with none other than Senator Bernie Sanders. That town hall announced for Saturday, August 23rd. It will be held at 12 p.m. It's being marketed as Fighting Oligarchy, a town hall conversation with Bernie and Rebecca Cook in Viroqua. The location will be the Pierce Hill Performing Arts Center on Orchard Road. there is information that's available to the public. You can RSVP. Those are encouraged. Just Google this stuff. The doors open for that event on the 23rd at 10:30 a.m. Very interesting to see how that race in that congressional district, these ladies, three ladies on the Democratic side throwing their hats in for the primary to run against the bully, otherwise known as Congressman Derek Van Orten. So that's a little bit closer to home. Also closer to home today, and I hope we have some time to get into this a little bit later before we close out the show. County Executive, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley putting out a warning to folks that there may be more storm surges this weekend. You can go to the county's website. They have all sorts of tips on how to prepare your home to try to prevent flooding. We'll see if we've got some time today to squeeze that in. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network, we're going to be joined again by Professor Lowell Barrington from Marquette University to discuss that Russia summit happening in Alaska as we speak. Here are a couple of the tips from the county executive. I'll see if I can get through the bulk of them. Make sure your sump pump is working. That's a pretty basic one. Check all your openings to your home. Look at walls, where the walls join the ground outside. Check your windows for leakage, floors and roofs. Make sure if they were damaged and not fully repaired yet, use heavy-duty plastic sheeting or tarps to try to keep the rain out. You still have time to buy sealant if you see cracks or other waterproof caulking or quick-dry cement to patch small openings. Know where you shut off electricity and gas in your house. If you think your house will be flooded, go ahead and turn them off to avoid electrical shocks or gas leaks. Unplug appliances in damaged areas before the rain starts. Clear leaves and debris from storm drains and take care this weekend. You should also consider moving your electronics, important papers, and valuables off the floor, especially in basements. We'll be right back with Professor Lowell Barrington to discuss the Russia Summit here on the Civic Media Radio Network.